answer. You give him an olive, Marcos. So the Gemara has a Mishnah says like this: it's talking when a guy goes to Ari Mekla. Okay, so if you kill the shogeg unintentionally, so you go to Galus, to Ari Mekla. And in Ari Miklat, you stay there until the Kohen Gadol dies. Okay, when the Kohen Gadol dies, you go home. Okay? So now the question is, what happens when you go home? What happens to you? So the Pasuk says, let me just grab the Pasuk. Yeah, okay. So it says like this. It says, Bamidbar Lamed Hei Chavchas. So it says, he goes to Gola, he goes, Kibi Ir Miklato Yeshev, he lives in Ir Miklat, and Mosa Kohen Gadol, until the Kohen Gadol dies. Ve'achari Mosa Kohen Gadol, and after the Kohen Gadol dies, Yoshev HaRotzeach al Eretz HaChuzasa. So he returns to the land of his inheritance, land of his possession. Okay, so that's what happens when the Kohen Gadol dies, he goes in, he goes back to his land. Means his home is his home, his family land is still his family land, just because he was an Ari Miklat and he couldn't live there during in the interim doesn't mean it's not his land. He goes back and he goes back home, back to his land. Okay, so that's a pasuk. So now that pasuk is be relevant. So it says like this. So now the Mishnah says, this is the third line on Yud Gimel Aleph, it says v'chozer l'sra rasha hayaba, that not only does he go back to his land, he also goes back to his job, to his appointment. Okay, Rashi. Chozer l'sror. Im haya nasi o rosh beis av. If he was a nasi or in charge of his family. So it says, Chozer l'gdulasa. He goes back to his position of authority, of greatness. Kishe yashav l'irov. And he says, Kohen Gadol. And he goes back home when the Kohen Gadol dies. Okay, so in other words, he had a position of authority. Right, let's say he was the Rav of the town, or the head of a family, or whatever, some president of the shul, whatever the position it is. So now when he goes out, so obviously when he goes to Ari Miklat, he doesn't have the position anymore. But it's his, he had like a right to that position. So now the halacha is when he goes out, he goes back to the position. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's what Rabbi Meir says. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo yechozo soro shayaba. No, he doesn't. He lost it. He lost his position. Okay, you don't get your. You don't continue in your position. You lose it. Okay. Fine. So, so let's see here. So let's go. So the machlokas is machlokas. Apparently, I mean, definitely everyone agrees. You go back to your land. You go back to the land that you lived in. The question is, do you go back into your position? Okay, into the position which you had when you were before you killed Bishagik. Okay. Okay, so let's look at the Gemara. The Gemara is going to explain the Machlokas a little bit. Okay, and it has another instance. So it says like this. V'chozu choshu shahibat. So a little bit down in the page to do that. Tanu Rabbanan. V'shav el mishpachto. So this is a pasuk by an Eved. Okay, this is a pasuk by an Eved. One second here. This is Vayikra Chav Hei Mem Aleph. One second. Vayikra Chav Hei Mem Aleph. So this is talking about the guy is poor, and he sells himself as an avid, right? So what happens is, it says, what happens when he's done, it says, v'yotza me'imach, hu uvanav imel, so he goes free, v'shav al mishpachta, when he goes back to his family, v'alachuzas avos of Yashav, and he goes back to his inheritance of his father's. Okay, so similar type of lashon. So the Gemara says like this: he goes back to his family, but he doesn't go back to that which his fathers took hold of. Rashi says, "What do you mean?" Rashi says, "V'shav l'mashpachta v'eved ivri k'ksev." So when Eved Ivri goes free after 6 years, right? Yovel, so it means he doesn't go back. It says he goes back to his family, to the land of his family, but not to that which his family acquired, to a position of authority which his family acquired, to some sort of a position that he does not go back to. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, same Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, Afu Shel Machshik Zivosav. Right? El achuzat avosov ke avosov. He goes back the same way like his father's house. Right? Rashi. Sefer the Milsa, the Rebbe Meir, who may be right at the bar, Misof HaMikra, Shechoz Yiligdoso, he goes back to his greatness. Shema Ve'alchuz Avosavoso, Ve'alkol Chazka Avoso. So he goes back to everything that his fathers had in their Chazaka, under their control. So not only does he go back to the land, he also goes back to the job, to their position of authority. Okay? So that's the Machlokas. Does he go, when an Eved goes free, does he get his position back or not? Okay? And it says, V'chein Begola, same exact thing by Galus. Geshuomer Yashav, same lashon. Veshav el mishpachta or Yashav, he's returned. Lurabos esarot seach. It includes a killer. My v'chem gol. What does it mean? What's it talking about? So ketetanya Yashav erot seach al eretz chuz also. Says the killer returns to the land of his inheritance. Eretz chuz also hushav. Vein loshav machshas igavosav. He goes back to his land, not to that position that his father got. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. Remeirum rav hushav machshas igavosav. Gamar Seva Seva Me'azam Shiva Shiva. It learns out the same lashon which it used over there. It says Vishav Yashav, and here it says Vishav. So it compares the two. Just like over there was a limud with that, and when he goes back, he gets back all the positions of authority. So to here, okay, Rashi. V'chein Megola K'machlokas be'Eved Ivri K'ach Machlokas be'Rotzeach. Same Machlokas be'Eved Ivri is this by Rotzeach. Shegola v'chazer b'misas ha'kohen. Then when he goes back in the misas ha'kohen. God. Dilo mehecha yalef. And from over here, by the Eved, he learned out that Kshu Omer Khan Yashuv, Kro Yisera, it says he will return. It's like an extra pasuk. Demotzi the mechdav, v'shav el mishpachta, v'lechus avosav. Right? And it says an extra word, v'yashuv. It says, and he will return to his family and to the inheritance of his family. He will return. So it says he will return twice. So that extra, he will return, says that he even returns to the jobs, to the positions that his father has had. L'rabba says, Ratzayach. So that's over there by Eved Ivri. But it includes the Mufna, Ladon, Heman, Exer, Shabbat, Nemar, Kan, Yashav, Nerotzeach, Yashav, Nerotzeach, Lechuz, also. So it says Yashav here and says Yashav there. So look at the Farash Fazil, Mai, Vechain, Begolo, Maskana, Gomer, Shiva, Shiva, Melsam. So it's a limud of the Lashon of Shav, so it's the same halacha applies. So same exact machlokas. Right? Same exact machlokas by both cases, by Eved Ivri and by Galus. Okay, you go back, definitely by both, you go back to your land. The question is, do you get back the position of authority or not? Read the Rama in Rosh Hashanah Nefesh. It doesn't exactly sound like the Gemara, but the Rama says like this. It says, Rotzeach, this is in Zayin Yud Gimel, and Yud Dalet, in Rosh Hashanah Nefesh. Rotzeach sheshav le'iro, achar mos ha'kohen ha'gadol. So when the Rotzeach goes back to his city, harayu kashar kol adam, he's like everybody else. What does it mean? It means he's like everybody else, is that if the Gol Adam, the family member, kills him, then he's Chayv Misa. Shekvarnas Kaparlo Vigaluzo, because he already has a Kapara. So since he already has a Kapara, he's like a regular guy. So you can't just kill him. He's like, he's Kapara. V'afal Pishnas Kaparlo, even though he has full Kapara, Eino Chozil Asrora Shayibala Olam. He can never return back to that original job. He's lowered from his position of greatness for all his days. Since this great stumbling block, this great bad thing happened through it by his hand. Okay. So what's your point?
It sounds like he might not be able to go back, no?
It does sound that way. It sounds in the Rambam that since he did this terrible thing, he won't be able to go back, right?
We don't let him.
Yeah, right. Sounds right. It sounds almost like that it's according to the Rambam, it's an idea, it's like since this terrible thing happened, we're not going to let him back.
Well, that's a problem?
Sounds like it's a punishment. Well, what's the problem? One problem I have, I don't have a problem with that. It's true. One contradiction, he says, it sounds on one hand, he says like everybody else, but then it says, since the Takala happened. What do you mean? I thought he has Kapara. He has Kapara, then what do you mean, since this bad thing happened by him? But he has Kapara for that bad thing. So what's the problem? Okay, good. That's an internal problem. What else? What else is the problem in the way the Ram is with his Gemara? Is Ram smooth as a Gemara, not smooth as a Gemara? No. Why not?
Could be the Rama?
It's almost like, this is what I guess what Matt was suggesting, is that it's almost like a penalty. Because he did this terrible thing, so that's it. He's knocked down. Knocked down from his position of greatness forever, and we can never go back to it. Right? And presumably he would learn that's the machlokas somehow. That's the machlokas. Do you say the fact that he did this terrible thing knocks him off forever or it doesn't? right? Somehow, something like that. What's the problem, though? Why is it not supposed to be the Gemara? Yeah, no. I mean, the plain shot on the Gemara, first of all, I think it's hard to say, but the plain thing is it doesn't sound like it's a penalty. It just does he naturally go back when he goes back home? Does he goes back to his house? Does he go back to his job? That sounds that way. But also, it's the same thing as by an Eved. But by an Eved didn't necessarily do anything wrong. I mean, he could be sold himself because he's poor. He needs the money. Right? And the thing is, it's not like he did a terrible Aveiro. It's not a punishment. It's just halacha. And he goes, when he loses, when he becomes an Eved, he loses his position of authority. And does he go back or not? So if you learn plain shot on the Gemara, it's just like he loses it. The question is, does he automatically go back? So then you can see, it's the same question. But in the Rambam, it's kind of hard to understand. If you tell me it's because of the it's like almost like a penalty for his terrible sin. What did the Eved do? He didn't do a terrible sin necessarily. Right? So it's like, you wouldn't learn the Gemara like the Rambam if you just had the Gemara. So that being the case, I think we should also forget the Rambam for now. I think we should try to learn the Gemara straight, normal way to learn it, and then we'll come back and we'll see if the Rambam can learn, presumably the Rambam learns differently. But you imagine, someone's raising a point. You could say, yeah, it doesn't have to be exactly the same concept. It could just be it's a limud. That's what you mean. Right? It could be, look, by galus it's one idea. By eved it's a totally different idea. But since it uses the same word, yashuv, and the same word, yashuv, so the halacha that applies here applies there, but really they have absolutely nothing to do with one another. That's possible. I mean, we'll see. It would be nicer not to say something like that, you know? But it's possible. Look, a limud is sometimes limud can be that way. I don't know. But it would be smoother if we wouldn't have to say that, you know? It seems like it just links them up. It's like the same question. You know, to say the two totally different questions and it just happens to be that you use the word and it teaches it to you is, you know, it would be a smoother idea if it's the same. But we certainly keep it in mind. Yeah, but I think that's true that anyways, it's not the plain reading of the Gemara. It doesn't sound like it's a penalty. It just sounds like Yashuv. And he goes back. Does Yashuv mean he just goes back to his land? Or does it mean he's even Yashuv, even to his position of authority? Right, it's almost like a question about that. Not a matter of because we're going to penalize him or whatever. Just the concept of what does Yashuv mean? How far does Yashuv go? Okay, so this is the Rambam in Klei HaMikdash Dan Lechav. It says, Kishi Yomos HaMelech O Kohen Gadol. You're right, Yonah. Yomos Melech O Kohen Gadol O Echad Mishar HaMemunim. When the king or the Kohen Gadol or any other appointee dies, anyone who's appointed, dies, Amidim Tachtov Bino. So you put in his stead his child, his kid, his son, or someone who is his inheritor, his next inheritor. And there's a pecking order in terms of nachala. Right? There's a whole system of nachalos, and it goes by the inheritance. It goes by the same thing. Right? Same order. So that's the person who gets his position of authority. That's as long as he could fill his place in Chachma, or even if not necessarily in Chachma, but in Yira. Okay, whatever exactly that means. But he has to kind of be, so to speak, fit for the job. Shenemar b'melech, hu ubana b'ker of Yisrael. Shemelamed shemalchus Yerusha. So it says, hu ubana, when you're in his sons, who's the next fit king? But you see, apparently it doesn't go that way. It goes by Yerusha. And if you study, I happen to be going through Malachim, Sefer Malachim, it always works that way. He died and his son took over, and then he died and his son, unless there's some revolt or whatever, pretty much these things always go father, son, down, you know, down the line. Okay? Fine. V'hu ha'din l'chol srara shebekar v'Yisrael. And it's the case by any srara in Klal Yisrael, any position of authority, of appointment in Klal Yisrael, she'azocha ba zocha la'atzma u'lazara. Someone who acquires it, gets it for himself and for his kids. Okay, it's really interesting. Who bana the care of Israel? Any appointment in Klal Yisrael is passed through lineage. It's interesting. We don't have this, right? Like Rabbi Vishal, I think his kid, he dies, his kid gets it. Unless it's something like that, right? So I don't know, we just don't have this whole system, so it's hard to relate to. But that's what we're talking about. I mean, I think it's important to halacha, because that's what we're talking about. And so does he go back to his job? I mean, his job, I don't know. If his contract, you look at the terms of the contract. But it doesn't, these things don't go by contracts. Srara, apparently, position of authority is a position of authority. It's for life. It's a lifelong position, and it stays in your family. And it goes on and on, generation to generation. So now the question is, just like your land. Now the question is, now he gets knocked off because he goes to Galus. Now they have to point someone else in his stead. Now what happens when he comes out? Does he go back or not? That's the machlokas. He becomes an Eved. Obviously, when he's an Eved, he's not going to be the king. Right? So now what's going to happen when he goes back? Does he get back into his position or not? That's what this machlokas is about. And that's what the Ritva says. The Agav Orchin Shaminu Mishmait, and you could see from our sugya, in passing, the Kol Shehuchziku Avosa B'Shum Mino V'Srara, that anytime your father acquires any appointment, right, maybe even dorm counselor, V'Hu Roi Lekach, and you are fitting for it, Shehu Kam Tach Azosav, you go in and it's that. Shalom Nechlu Kan Elo Le'ilu L'Fi Shehu Ruba Averos Elo. The only machlokas here is by these guys because they did these Averos. And this is Averos knock him off. Sounds like the Rambam's learning. Vein Sarach Lomar, the Kol Shemino Hustam, Mishumino Ilok Vyasman, that of course, if they appoint him, any appointment is at a fixed time. She ain't a Salkino Samino Ilvitaina. You can't knock a guy off from an appointment unless you have a taina. You can't just let him say you're fired. You make it, once a guy's appointed, he's appointed. You have to have a good argument. Okay, Vechain Risi Chuba, Lord Rabbeinu Meir, all in Shliach Tzibor, like a Chazim. You point the guy a Chazim. He says you can't just knock him off unless you have a taina. That's his appointment. Okay? Fine. So it's interesting. I mean, it is interesting. We don't have these things. We don't relate to jobs that way and appointments that way and, you know, rabbis that way and certainly not, right? We all understand this, I guess. Forget the Rambam for the time being. We all understand this is the plain shot. What's the idea of this machlokas? What's the question? What does it depend upon? Whether or not when you go back from Aron Miklat or from being an Eved, Yashuv only brings you back to your land, or do you even go back to your position of Svara? Should you get that back, or should you not get that back? What's the Svara to say that you would? What's the Svara to say that you wouldn't? Okay? So what's a simple idea? That's a good point. You understand? How to figure out how this whole thing works all together, this whole appointment thing, right? It's not the normal way we look at it, so I think we have to kind of revise, figure out how to conceptualize this whole process, this appointment, inheritance. So what's the simple idea of how it works? And should it go, what would you say? According to the simple, the normal way you think about this, should you go back or should you not go back? Like, which side demands, like, an explanation? And what's the simple way to learn here? Simplest way to learn, the simplest to interpret the thing is it goes exactly like Nachla. Right? It follows the halachos of Nachla exactly. Nachla is your possessions. When you die, your possessions go to your offspring. So now, the simple deduction to make is that this is being treated like a possession. Right, and it is in a certain sense when like the other advisor, you're appointed a job, they can't just fire you. It's yours. It's your possession. Can't just throw you out. It's a position. It's a possession. Your position is a possession, and it's yours. And it goes down to your next of kin. Who? Well, I don't look at halachas. Who gets your house? Whoever gets your house is going to get your job. So it's like it's treated in halacha as a zechus. Once you have an appointment, it becomes yours, and you have like a vilas on it. Right? It would seem. See, but that's the way it's treated. It's treated the same as every other possession. So the simplest model to look at this thing is like it, and you could argue that it has like a value and it's yours and it's you have like a bylaws on it. It's your job. So now what happens with your stuff when you die? So your kids get it. It's not just up for the now. Now we don't have a king and we have to go searching for a king. No, it's his thing. It's his position. So it's his position. He passes it down like everything else that he passes down. Right? I mean, that's just... So, like, Jakey, what you're saying is true. It goes, that's the nature of the thing, but I'm saying one step more.
I wasn't answering it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm just giving a sense behind it. So, fact, it's true that it is going from family to, you know, down the line of your family, right. But it's because it's being treated like a part of something which you own.
Right.
Right? Seems that way. I'm just saying, first, the simplest way to look at it. Definitely have to be fit for the thing because it's, it is a position which has a shame of a king. If you can't be a king, then it's like, even though you have like a zechus on it, but it's treated like a zechus, but it's simply this, it's not money. It's a position, and the position demands a certain gavra. If you're not a fit gavra for the position, then you can't be a king. But it functions, insofar as there is a mina and you're fit for it, so it functions like mamonas. It's treated like a possession. The way in which the king the position is determined is as your possessions. It's treated as one of your possessions, but it is in his core, it's a mino, and he has to be subject to the position. He has to be shy for the position. Methodological point is that when you want to try to take, we have a machlokas here about whether or not you get your job back when you go to Adagalas. Now, we don't understand the whole thing. Job, whoever heard of getting jobs back when you lose your job. But it's because we don't relate to jobs in the right way. Or at least not in the way that the halachic, before this sugya comes the basic halacha that your kid gets his father's job. Okay, so I'm just saying is, before we come to this sugya, that's a given. And I'm saying is, what's the simplest way to understand that?
What about your point also that it's not an automatic right? You have to be fit.
That's true. Because I'm not saying it is mammon. I'm just saying to get a basic way of looking at the thing, and then we're going to turn to our sugya. Okay, it's not all worked out. I'm just saying is that it's treated as a din mammon.
I'm
it's treated as a possession. Oh, so I'm saying is because
like
it is.
I mean.
It doesn't? Okay, why doesn't it? Simple way. So let me ask you a fact. Let's say a guy is wants to get nachla. This is like a theoretical case, but let's say a guy dies. He has a kid, and his kid can't own money for some reason. Okay, there's no such thing like this halachically, but like I don't know. He doesn't have a hand, or he can't make a kenyan. Right. So then, what would happen? What would happen in terms of yerusha? He basically becomes an ein roi leirish. For some reason. He's an Eved, something like that, right? Whatever. You can envision a case, I don't know. So what should happen naturally in terms of Elchas of Yerusha? Yeah, right, you're the next guy, right? It seems so, right? So it would seem to be in a similar manner, and what he's saying is even if you say that there's like the king being a king is a possession, that's the end of a possession. But it is being a king. Now, if for whatever reason the guy isn't fit for being a king, it would be like a guy isn't fit to own the thing. This guy can't own money, so it's just he's not. It is a king. It's a position of a king. So even if the king has a din of mammon, and it's passed down like your possessions, but it's a role of a king. If the person isn't shy to be a king because the king has to be a tzaddik or whatever it is, so then even if you'll say it's passed down, it's your possession, and it's passed through nachla. But there's a halacha and achla. If someone's not fit for the thing, it goes to the next person in line. So then that's a halacha. If the guy's not fit to do it, then it goes to the next person. So the fact that it does that he has to be fit just means because what is it? It's not money, it's a possession. It's just saying is that it's a different type of a possession. So it's going to have to, the nature of the possession has to be treated as what it is. But now, what should happen now when it comes to the cases? If this is the way of looking at it. I'm not locking into looking at it. I'm saying I think this is a simple way to conceptualize it. You can come up with a lot of different ways of looking at it, but just taking the first step in the sugya, we can learn the sugya a lot of different ways, and maybe we'll come up with different ways. So saying is that it seems to me that's the basic way. If you see halacha, that it goes, it follows the exact system of Yerusha, then it's like Yerusha. Then it's true. Like it's Yerusha. It's like a possession. It seems to be a normal way to look at it. The thing. It's not, maybe it's not the way we normally think of it, but, and it's, you know, there could be certain questions that could be raised, but it's just, it's a plain way to look at it. And that being the case, I'm saying, what should happen now if you go free? If you go out of a nekla, what should happen? What should happen if you go out of a nekla?
You should get it back.
It's the same as your field. In other words, everything you see from the basic halacha of your position is it's treated like your Yerusha. It's yours. You can't get out of the position. If he dies, his kids, his son, it follows the system of Yerusha. So it's like his possession. It's not, again, it's a different type of a possession. It's not money. You can't spend it. It's a king. There's halachos of a melech. There's halachos of a srara. But the simplest way to look at it is that's the thing. And now, what happens when he goes free? It says, Shav al mishrach, l'shalos of Yashav. So he goes back, and it becomes, he gets it. He gets back his possessions. So he gets back. He has the right to the position. It's his position. Obviously, he can't exercise that right while he's in jail, or while he's in Alar Miklat, or while he's in Eved, just like he can't exercise the right on his field. But what happens is it is not his field? It still is. It's just that in the meantime you're gonna have to have a stand-in. Place only may need a stand-in, someone else to take his place, but essentially it's his position and he's taking a stand-in. So now when he dies, it's gonna go back to him. Why not? It's his thing. Right, to say it would seem to be is that you have to explain why it shouldn't. Why should he lose it? Why should he lose it? It should be like any other possession which he has. Yeah. One way to go is someone saying is good is that one way to go, it seems to be the Rambam's route, is that once he does this sin or something like that, he's not fit for the job anymore, And then the machlokas would be, does that disqualify him from the job or not? Right? That's one way to learn. Right? That's one way to learn. Okay, but let's hold off on the Rambam, because the Rambam introduces like a new thing which isn't in the Gemara. Right? It would seem to be the simpler way. A simpler way to learn the Gemara is that there's just no halacha that he goes back. There's a shalom shvachto, only means a mishpacha. But Mr. Rambam's introducing, like, really it should, but there's a problem because he loses it because he's not did his aveira or whatever. But the simpler way to learn the Gemara is that it just, there's no halacha that it does go back.
That's still using onash, right?
That's like using an onash. Right, it should, but it doesn't, right? We'll go there. We will get there.
Okay.
But I just think the simpler way to learn the Gemara, the plain pshat is that it doesn't. There's no reason why he should get it back. That's machlokas. Is it appropriate? Should he get it back or should he not get it back? So I'm saying is that it would seem, if you say that he shouldn't, then it's not really the right way to look at it. Because if you look at it as like a possession, then it doesn't really make sense why he shouldn't get it back. So it seems to be you'd have to look at it in some other way, such that he wouldn't naturally get it back. Right? In other words, that's the question. Is it the same as his field? That's plain Shalom Gemara. Is it the same as his field? Is it equated to his field? It's just like he gets back his field, he gets back his job. Or do you say, no, he doesn't. Once he gets cut off from it, he doesn't go back. So we have to understand what would be the other side. Would be the other way to learn, such that you'd say he doesn't get it back. Right? Why not? What is the idea of it going to his kid, and he keeps his job, but then when he loses it, then that's it. It's all over. Maybe like this. Maybe just the way we could think about it more. But maybe it doesn't mean it's like it is some. It isn't a possession. It's not a possession that you own. But it operates. How do you understand the halacha? In other words, the halacha is that there's like it's a certain zechus to be appointed as the king. In other words, when they appoint you as the king, so they're saying you're fitting. We choose you. You get the appointment. Now, maybe the halacha is that you inherit to your child that zchus of being appointed as the king. In other words, it's not that the position is a possession. It's not that the being king is a possession, but it's a right of appointment. There's a phenomenon of minoy, appointment of the malach, appointment of the rabbi. In other words, there's a zchus that when you die, your kid has the right of appointment. And once you're appointed, the way appointment works is that it's it. You're appointed, now it's yours. So in other words, it's not that the position itself is I own the position. I have the position because I was appointed. So now once I'm appointed, it's mine. I was appointed. I was appointed to the job, and my kid inherits my right of appointment. He gets the right to be appointed. But now I was appointed as a king. Now I lost it because I was an Aramikla, right? So I went to Aramikla. And I can't be a king when I'm in Aramikla, so now I'm not. It's very nice I had an appointment, but my appointment stopped. Right, I'm not the king anymore. So now I come out. Do I re-get the right to be appointed? In other words, it's a right to exercise. It's like a get out of jail free card. In other words, it's a right to use to get an appointment. But now you did it. You used it. You got appointed. So in other words, now you're appointed. Now fine, but now it was stopped. So now why would you get a new right? Because the right. In other words, it's. Because if you look at it as like I own the position, so then I own it and I continually own it forever. It's I own the object. But there's a different type of a zechus to do X, to be appointed. Because a zechus to be appointed is a one time thing. I have a right to exercise. I have could exercise my right of being appointed as the male. But now I exercise my right as being appointed as a malach, and by his nature, it should last forever, because once you're appointed as a malach, you can't just kick out the malach. But now the situation happened that I did get lost the position, because I'm in Gala, so I'm in Evan. So now, I come out, so now fine, so now who am I going to appoint me as a malach? Why would you appoint me as a malach? I already used up my right. My right of appointment was used up my first time. Now I got out of it, now I don't have any new rights, so we appointed somebody else. So that's it. But that's if you look at the right of the kid. Like, what are you inheriting to your kid? Are you inheriting the job itself and you own the job? So then if you own the job, then I don't care if you're in jail. So it's your job. Fine. So someone's standing in. It's still yours. You own it. But if you look at it, you don't own the job. The job itself doesn't have a din of mamon, but there's a right of appointment which you have. And that you inherit to your kid. That is a din mamon. That right of minoy. It says a din of minoy of melech. Who gets the next right to be a miman of munah as melech? Your kid gets it. And then his kid gets it. And his kid gets it. But it's a right of appointment. So if you say it's a right of appointment, again, the right of appointment is a one-time thing. You don't say that now, once you use it, now you get to use it forever. It's a right. Oh, so in this case, what happens is like this. My father dies, he's the king. He appoints me, now I get the right of appointment. So Klai Yisrael appoints me as the king, so I'm the king. Fine, now I go to Galus. Now I'm in Galus, I can't be the king. So I'm not the king now. So now someone else is the king. Now I come out, so now the question is now do they reappoint me? So because why would they reappoint me? Because I had a zechus of being appointed, and I used my zechus of being appointed the first time they appointed me. Now, why do I don't get a new zechus of being appointed. That's it, I already used it.
You just say it was transferred. That's why
to somebody else.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying appointed is a one-time phenomenon. In other words, it's a right to be appointed, and it always works. In general, it works. You appoint the guy once, and he's the king forever for his whole life. That's just the way it works. So you don't need it. You don't get to it. Right? It's a right to do a certain action to get appointed. But now you got appointed. So now that you got appointed, now your kingdom was broken by the fact that you're in jail or whatever. So that's it. So now you don't have. There's no additional thing. I think of a better example. It's just in the game of Monopoly. But the idea of a get out of jail free card. It doesn't mean I have freedom. It's that I have a right to exercise my right to walk out of jail. But now I use it. So I put it back in the bank. And that's it. I mean, if I get another one, I can exercise it again. But it's a right. And there's such a thing. I could own an object, or I could have a right. A right to do X. So I'm saying is, do you look at the kingdom as like a something which I own? I own the position, or do you just look at it as I have a right to usurp to get the kingdom? But if I have a right to get it, but I got it, so fine. Now I give back my right, like the card. I was appointed as a king. Now in general, that will last me my whole life. But now if I go in, if I go to jail, I go into Galus and I can't get it. So now I don't have another right to be appointed. I know what. So I inherit to my kid is the right to be appointed. That's one way to look at it. If you look at it as the position of Svara itself is owned, so then it's like my field is owned.
Right? Like it's like expired. It's like
an. Yeah, it's the right expires. Once I use the right, it expires. I call me Simos out to Mason Israel and all placements. There are halachas about being there. Are halachas. For instance, you're not allowed to place a ger in a position of authority at Svara. The ger can't be. There's a halacha. Call me Simos out to Mason Israel. But there's a halachic appointment to Srara.
I guess Moshe did that also.
What?
I guess Moshe Rabbeinu did that too.
Did what? Appoint a position. So yeah, there's a halachic idea of appointing someone in a position of authority, and you can't appoint to there's halachas about it. It's a halachic institution of a Srara in Yisrael. There's leaders, like our leaders. There's a leader. On different levels, there are leaders. So you appoint a leader, and there's a halachic parameters to it. So what I'm saying is it's a din in minoy. It's a chus minoy. That's what I'm saying. Is it the owner? He owns the melucha, or is it a chus minoy? Is it a chus of appointment to the melucha? If it's chus minoy, it only is one time. Once it gets to set, so Yashav, why should he go back to that? He doesn't own it. But if you say it's the ownership of the melucha, so then that's it. Then it's just forever.
I don't know if it's applicable.
So what I'd like to do, let's think it over. I'd like to do tomorrow is the Rama. How's the Rama learn the machlokas? Okay? And everyone wants to, you know. He kept saying all the stories of the Rambam. So the Machlokas according to the Rambam, and how is he going to carry over to Eved Ivri? Right? Will it? I mean, that's that question. He brings it down. He doesn't explain it there, though. He just says it.
The
Rambam says is that real. It sounds to the Rambam is that the reason why you don't get it is not because you don't deserve to get it, but it's because, like what you said, it's because this terrible thing happens about through you, so that's it. You lose it forever. It's like because of like it's almost like you should be able to get it, but it's like you're not fit to be a king or a position of authority because this terrible thing happened. Because you know, so he learns it like as more of like almost like a penalty as well as you're not fit for it. Not the way we're learning out. It's not that you're not fit for it. It's just that it's a one-time appointment and therefore you lost it. That's it. You don't get it again. Whereas the Rambam makes it like no, really you would keep it. It's just that you can't be king. You know, so you have Machlokas. Somehow he's gonna have to learn the Gemara. But you look at the Rambam. It's important to look at the Lashon Rambam the way he learns it. Because he also have Matt's question about, if you tell me on the one hand the Rambam is self-contradictory because he's saying it's a kapara, you have kapara, but at the same time, even though you have kapara, you don't get it because you did this thing happened through you. What do you mean? I thought you have kapara. So if it's only a kapara, then what's the, you know? So you have to analyze the Rambam anyways, in his own terms, it's difficult. And then how he learns the Gemara of the Machlokas.